Talking now in our FFA interviews with Savannah Taylor of the Milan FFA chapter. She is a senior and the vice president there. And Savannah, first of all, let's get underway by talking about your SAE project. Tell us what it is and a little bit about it.
My SAE is beef cattle production, and I've lived on a family farm my whole life, so we raise registered Angus cattle, so my SAE includes taking care of them, and I sell them for a profit, and I hold some back for breeding to keep on improving my herd.
Do you also show them around at area fairs?
I have before, but when I was younger, but I plan on doing that this summer, picking it back up again.
What all does it involve as far as the raising? Tell us a little bit about taking a calf from birth on up.
Well, first, I mean, okay, you have it, and then when it gets the right age, you wean it. And then we creep feed them, and then we move them to, we mix our feed with, like, the gluten and the corn and all that. So we take care of them, got to give them their vaccinations and all that. And then when they get the right age, we breed them, and we'll sell heifers, and then we'll hold some back to breed and continue breeding them for their calves.
Do you use the money, or are you going to use the money to go on to school after high school?
Yes.
Where will you be going?
I will be going to either Mizzou or Northwest. I haven't made my decision yet, but I know it's between those two.
Have you chosen a career? Is it going to be in agriculture?
Yeah, I plan on going the agriculture route, but I'm still unsure. Either maybe agriculture education or animal science. Maybe I'm minor in that and major in education, but definitely in the ag field.
Talk a little bit about what you've learned since you've been in FFA.
In FFA, it has brought me out of my shell a little bit. I've always been, I mean, I haven't really been a shy person, but it has definitely brought out a lot of my leadership skills, and I am more comfortable with going into a room of people and talking to them and explaining, like, tasks that need to be done, and it has helped me work as a team better and overall just brought me to more of the person I am today and more confident in myself.
Now, have you attended any conventions FFA-wise?
Yeah, I've attended state convention the past 3 years and national convention the past two.
What advice would you give other people who might be thinking about joining FFA or being a part of it?
I would tell them that definitely go for it. You don't have to live on a farm necessarily to be involved with FFA. Anybody can join, and there's something for everybody. If you're good at speech, you can speak. If you're good at, like, working, you can have an SAE and start that up. I mean, even if you don't live on a farm, there's something for everybody, and you're going to take something away from it that's going to overall help you in the long run.
That's Savannah Taylor of the Milan FFA chapter. She is a senior in high school and the vice president of the chapter. Savannah, thank you very much.
Thank you.